Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on this Thursday, we've seen quite a relationship between the French President Emmanuel Macron and President Donald Trump, the official state visit and negotiations over things like climate change, and this headline that Macron doesn't believe he has changed Trump's mind despite their warm friendship on the Iran deal.
Well, it is interesting that when Macron talked to the Congress, it was clear that there were major policy differences between them. But it's a very interesting way of doing diplomacy. He stands next to Trump, Macron, he kisses him on the cheek, and vice versa, whatever. They are good friends, according to the narrative, but it doesn't mean there aren't major policy areas between them. We know that Theresa May will show up and that things won't be quite as kissy-facey as they were with Macron. As you know, Trump believes in the art of the deal, his book, and thinks that you just keep raising the ante and the other guys have to come around. And his threats have been quite clear, which is he better not, whatever that means, you know, because if he starts up, he will be so sorry he'll never get over it. Well, in fact, you see how dangerous that kind of talk can be on an international scale. We do know that the potential for disaster in the Middle East has always been there. And when somebody drops that bomb or somebody creates that kind of confrontation, it can only be bad because, believe me, the Israelis aren't going to put up with it. The Israelis are going to be right there with Trump. And on the other side, you will see a tremendous amount of dissonance between the various actors in the Middle East. So this is a very, very dangerous time for the United States and for Trump. Whether or not the Iran deal is opened up and they give a little bit of room for Trump to claim victory is anybody's business. And it could happen. Nevertheless, it's a very dangerous time.
From the New York Times this morning, Supreme Court justices asked tough questions of both sides in weighing President Trump's travel ban, but seemed skeptical of the challenge to it.
You know, when they allowed the ban to be enforced until this hearing and until this case came up, you pretty well saw the handwriting on the wall. And yesterday when they released the tape, something that's very unusual on the same day of the justices' argumentation, when you saw Kennedy basically being sympathetic to the president's position, it sounded to me like the handwriting was on the wall and that the court was not going to object to the travel ban based on what was not going to object to the travel ban, David, based on what we were hearing from the members of the court. Obviously, the divide between the justices was what it always was, but the key there was Justice Kennedy.
A report from the Washington Post, Alan, says that Rudy Giuliani reportedly has met with Robert Mueller. That happened yesterday, according to sources, to negotiate a possible President Trump interview.
Well, you know, Rudy Giuliani obviously knows Mueller. They put him in there so that he would make that connection for them. He meets with Mueller. I have a feeling that they feel, that the Trump people feel now and have always felt, that they had to do this meeting. But it's really got a lot of dangers to it. And I'm sure that the conditions, how many lawyers are there, who's there, will it be just Mueller and the president? I doubt that very much. And what will the ground rules be? This is so dangerous for the president that I'm assuming that while it is going to happen, they're going to try to get the best deal possible in terms of restricting what can be asked and what can be said during that time.
Finally, Alan, hours after insisting he would continue to run for governor, Senator John DeFrancisco in New York yesterday announced he would quit actively campaigning for the post. This gives Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro a clear path to the nomination. And one programming note, we're scheduled to talk to Molinaro this morning for the Capitol Connection, which will air this afternoon at 3 p.m.
Yes, David, that's right. Molinaro is a very attractive candidate. He is a different kind of Republican from DeFrancisco. I thought from the very beginning when we interviewed DeFrancisco that there was a possibility that he was going to be a little bit too far on the Trump side of things in this election. What Molinaro does now is going to be very interesting. We're certainly going to talk to him about that. This is a blue state. It is a blue year. It is a time that Andrew Cuomo, obviously, is moving as far to the left as he possibly can. And it's like a chess game. He moves one way, Molinaro will take advantage of that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
And thank you, David, for all you do. Appreciate it so much.